Migration is in the news every day. This morning we're hearing that there are now 100 tents on the Grand Canal. That's up from 80 yesterday. But it's also emerging as a key motivation for hate crimes. As we heard in the bulletin, 650 hate crimes and incidents were recorded last year, up 12% on the previous year. And 36% of these were motivated by either anti-race or anti-nationality sentiments. To tell us more about this, we say good morning to Chief Superintendent of Community Engagement, Porrick Jones. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Carol.
Can you just give us an example, first of all, of a hate crime and of a hate-related non-crime incident?
Yeah, certainly. So attached to our press release today, we've actually given some case studies, and those case studies will be shared on our Garda website and also on social media platforms throughout the course of the day. But just really in its simplest terms, one example is while out walking on a street in Dublin, a male was verbally abused with homophobic slurs and then subsequently assaulted by a group of people. So that was reported to Garda Síochána, an investigation ensued, and charges are currently pending before the Circuit Court in relation to that. So that's certainly an incident whereby we would say that was a hate crime. So it's an underlying base criminal incident, but it's predicated on what we would say is hate. So it's one of the nine what are known as protected characteristics, one of them being your ethnicity or your nationality, and includes a number of others.
Another example there from your list, Gardaí were alerted to a woman being verbally abusive toward a security guard working in a supermarket in the southeast. She also spat at him. She was in her 30s and was convicted by the district court and fined €100. So there are several of these examples. Now, 650 does represent an increase of 12%. Are there more hate crimes happening, or are there more being reported to your diversity officers?
Yeah, Carol, I think that there's a little bit of both there, to be honest. Certainly this is the third year in which we've published figures for hate crime, and there has been a year-on-year increase. And as you've said, this year, or for 2023, there has been an increase of 12%. So certainly we would see that there's faith in the system and that the public trust in Garda Síochána, and it's important for us to repay that trust by investigating such incidents professionally and to the best of our ability. And certainly we're not complacent in that regard. But additionally then as well, yes, it would be safe to say that there has been an increase in that in that area and the number of hate crimes and hate incidents that are reported to us. But we are also aware from engagement with NGOs and civil society organisations that this is traditionally a very underreported crime type.
And just let's look at how these occurred. Over a quarter, 27% would have been through public order incidents. 16% were minor assaults. Then we have criminal damage by fire, which is something that we have seen in the news, 3%. And non-fire criminal damage, 9%. Is that a growing trend, criminal damage against premises and other places?
Certainly in comparison with the figures for 2022, it is, yes. So that's the third most prevalent crime incident type for the figures for 2023. I think it is reflective of what's going on across Ireland, and then that's just reflected again in our figures.
And how much of this would be, do you think, related to far-right activism online?
Well, as I say, the incidents do reflect what's going on in Ireland at the moment, but our focus really is addressing the incidents that they reported to us, to try and investigate those to the best of our ability, and to ensure victims that they will have supporting ear from Garda Síochána. We will investigate it, we will deal with those incidents professionally and provide support in any way we can. I suppose, furthermore, it's important to state that we're not complacent in this regard either. So while we have delivered hate crime training internally to the entire Garda organisation, we've continued to upskill and provide support for our personnel through a human rights and policing course, which is accredited with a third level university. And also we deliver cultural awareness training across the organisation this year.
So how does an individual report a hate crime or an incident? Do they have to do it in person?
Yeah, there are a number of mechanisms, Carol, by which you can report hate crime to us. So, yeah, one is obviously in person. You attended a Garda station and a guard at the desk will take your report and deal with it. In addition to that, we also have an online reporting system. So if you want to go onto the Garda website, www.garda.ie, there's a facility there to report a hate crime. And again, we appreciate as a police service that many of the people that wish to report crimes can, for whatever reason, have a suspicion or a fear about reporting something like this to the police. And we have engaged with a number of civil society and non-governmental organisations to develop a third-party referral process. So if an individual wants to report it to a trusted third party who have an agreement with an Garda Síochána, we will take that report as it has been made to the third party, as if it was made by the individual themselves.
And 650 incidents last year, how many prosecutions would you have had?
Well, those the figures are can be skewed in terms of figures. So out of the 651, 103 are hate-related. They're non-crime incidents. So certainly for 103, there would be no follow-up prosecutions because there's no underlying crime. In terms of the other 548, well, they are at varying levels of investigation, and that could be pursued via an adult caution, or it could be where a direction is received from the DPP and somebody enters the criminal justice system. But again, I'll refer back to the case study that we'll publicise today, which gives a really good flavour in relation to what people are exposed to on the streets and really the long-term impact that it has on them.
And do you have the tools and the legislation that you need to prosecute people? Because it must be quite difficult identifying people and then following up with prosecutions.
Yeah, well, notwithstanding the legislation, as I said, in relation to the hate crimes, all of the hate-related motivations are predicated on a crime in any event. So we will investigate that crime as we would any other crime. The difference in these instances is that there's a hate motivation, and that's something that we can address and we're very capable of doing and bringing that to the courts if necessary.
Garda Chief Superintendent of Community Engagement, Padraig Jones, thank you very much for joining us on Morning Ireland.